The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, a very good morning to you. How are you?
It is a good morning, Howard. Full of joy and full of simchas and only great things. Although, it looks like we're going to have to talk some turkey.
No, we're not going to talk turkey. We've done all the turkey talking. But I want to talk about something else, which is, and I thought maybe we could use this for Zanati maybe. There's a new scent sensor which helps you sniff out your soulmate.
I mean, look, as you know, my soulmates come in a size 3 and level of heels.
I don't think those are the souls we're referring to here.
But I know Zanati agrees with me there as well. But I often think to myself, where do these people think these things up? But apparently there's a new Israeli startup called NanoScent, and what NanoScent has developed is some kind of app where your smartphone can easily identify, recognize, and analyze scent as easily as it takes a photo. And I have no idea how it's going to do that, but apparently it can sniff out true love, it can detect fertility or pregnancy. I mean, this could get you into a whole lot of trouble if your phone starts bleeping. It's sniffing out things that maybe it shouldn't be sniffing out.
That's so intrusive. I'm so uncomfortable right now.
No, but it gets even better. It even analyzes nutrition and it also alerts you when it's time to shower.
When it's time to shower?
When it's time to shower.
If you don't know that, then we've got a big problem.
Well, apparently now there's an app for that.
Oh, it's finished. It's a big mouth.
I actually cannot believe that we've obviously run out of ideas.
I don't know where they find these things. I mean, I don't know if it's the coffee here. I don't know if it's the high-tech ecosystem.
And I think it's a political stress. I think it must be. It's just made people completely mad. So somebody actually sat down and thought to themselves, it's a good idea. What's missing? You know what we need to do is we need to tell people when it's time to shower, because they're never going to get that right themselves. Hey? Never.
Listen, it's 30-something degrees here. It's sweltering hot. It's very, very humid. There are some people who do need to be alerted.
But I suspect that app is not going to... Unless, hold on, can we link to, like, vitality points?
Oh, what is that with that vitality? Are you one of those?
No.
Okay, good.
I do get vitality points, but I actually have no idea how many I've got.
People are so obsessed.
I know, it's irritating,
okay,
isn't
good.
It?
I'm
you know, when smartphones are being tied to dogs to run around the garden to get extra steps. Let's, you know.
There's an idea.
We are better than that. We are better than that. I spoke to a friend the other day. He had his wife wearing his watch running around the dining room table, and not in a good way. He was not chasing her in a very good way. And I thought, you know, this is really not necessary. Really, really, honestly, as a human race, we are better than that. Rolene, we are better than being told by an app when it's time to shower. Seriously.
But in all seriousness, apparently this can find your soulmate. And
maybe you can find a song there because you're not showering.
It says that the developers have said that, you know, we are naturally attracted to people of a certain smell. And now that we are able to explore these odors, and it bothers me, Howard and guys, that they use the term odors and not like scent.
It's very possible
to connect people to an ideal partner based on their profile.
I think based on their language. I mean, I was always told that women don't sweat, they perspire. Perspire, they glow.
Men perspire. Exactly. Men sweat. Women
so
perspire. And no, women. Pigs sweat. Men perspire. And women get rosy.
They get rosy.
There we go.
Rosy.
But apparently, this technology has already been snapped up by dating websites, so it must be working.
Oh. No, it's not. They're just looking for another gimmick, Rolene. Because it's like the diet industry. It's like the diet industry. That's yeah, I think that's what it is, because it always sells. Dating and dieting always sells. That's as simple as that. So here you can sniff out your, but you can, do you, are you meant to put in what you're looking for in the scent of a soulmate?
Yeah,
or does your phone understand it for you?
Exactly.
Like it matches
apparently,
you.
Apparently the phone is so smart, the technology is so smart that it picks up, it picks up the pheromones and the hormones and the scents. But you know, I want to know, like, who
Pish,
are you
posh,
going to
no chance,
blame if the relationship doesn't work? Are you going to blame it on the app?
Because they now changed away from Brute 33. Now they're wearing something else.
But it gets worse because you know how they've mirrored this technology? They've mirrored this technology on the natural ability of animals, and they say such as rhinos, whose tremendous sense of scent allows them to communicate through body odor. Now, I know that rhinos, I'm a huge rhino lover, and I know that rhinos have a highly developed sense of smell, but do you want to compare your loved one to a rhino?
Yeah. Oh, my darling, you smell like a rhino. In a good way.
I know.
I'm saying no.
Yeah, I don't know. Whispering sweet nothings, you rhino. I don't. No, look, I'm not going there, and I don't want our cheeky listeners to go there either. Exactly, because I don't want to know what you want to do with that rhino horn imagery. Right. Hello, Howard and team. To wish you and the listeners a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for the Morning Mayhem team for accompanying me to on my visit to Malta. Hi, Rolene. Do you know I'm 2 hours away from Israel? It's been a great holiday, but happy to be going home. That's from Nikki. That's Nikki Arnold sending us a message and listening to us every day from Malta. So there you have it. And Dave says, at least, what does he say? At least there's hope. Oh, I think the whole scent rhino thing. All right, look. Yeah, I don't know, Rolene. That worries
me. My head is going in 50 different directions.
I know, and none of them
I'm not going to say anything because I know this is family radio and I could get us into a whole lot of trouble.
Exactly. Oh, I've already done that.
Yes, exactly. Tanya's already gone there. But it's all right. We've moved on from that. Okay, can we please talk about, it's actually a beautiful story, and I've had it to talk about for most of the week and haven't got to it, so it's a great opportunity to do so. The child prodigy gets a special present. Tell us about it.
Well, I love this story. Little Oshri Bitao, who's 10 years old, who lives in Nazareth Elit, is an Ethiopian immigrant and apparently was discovered to have an extraordinary talent for playing the piano. Now, he comes from an immigrant family, and as many of us who have immigrated to Israel or anywhere in the world, you know, sometimes it takes a while to find your feet, and the family could not afford to buy a piano for this young rising star, and he would play the piano at school. There was there's a piano apparently in the hallway, a very old piano in the hallway at his school, the Golan Elementary School. And Hachada Short, which is a television show, broadcast the story about this young boy. And apparently the news desk was absolutely flooded with messages and offers from viewers to help him buy a piano. But the former Prime Minister, Ehud Barak, stepped in and he phoned up the student. He said, "I've already bought him a piano. You'll get it on Sunday. Good luck, and may you go from strength to strength." So it's a beautiful, beautiful story, and it really shows at a time in the world. You know, Tanya, I heard you talking about Trump and you know all the what we call the balagan, and the world is hafuch. It's all upside down. It's lovely to hear these stories of the best of humanity, and especially for a young boy who is really exhibiting such tremendous talent, and we want to watch him and see how he progresses, and I'm sure we're going to see him on the global stage in his future.
Amazing. Absolutely an incredible, incredible story. Gimple the Fool says, also cures for baldness also always sell. That is true. I'm back from a trip to Israel. Mazel tov, I'm becoming a Zayda Howie. That's from Gimple. Gimple, we have missed you. You know, we've actually missed a lot of our, you know, you can tell when our regulars are away, we miss them. We miss it.
I miss Gimple, who I'm convinced is no fool.
Well, that is probably.
In fact, I think Gimple is a very wise man, and Nikki and all these wonderful people.
Is this where the word horny starts? No, we're not reading out those types of Messages out. How dare you? Absolutely. That is just not acceptable. That is not that kind of a radio show. Certainly, certainly not. Finally, Israel Aid sends U.S. dentists to treat refugees in Kenya. Tell us about the story.
Well, this is also incredible. This is the Israeli humanitarian aid organization, IsraAid, has set up a mobile dental clinic in the Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya, which is home to nearly 200,000 refugees from across the region, a lot of them escaping violence and instability in the south of the Sudan, or in South Sudan. And there are a number of volunteer dentists from Bloom Dental Group, which is a San Francisco based dental practice, and IsraAid volunteers, and they've set up this mobile clinic to provide a range of treatments, from routine checkups to dental procedures. And for a lot of the refugees, this is the first time in their lives that they are able to receive dental treatment. And according to the CEO of IsraAid, Yotam Poliza, he says he thinks what's unique about this program is that dental care is not something we usually think about when we think of humanitarian aid. And he says we can really make thousands of people's lives a lot better in a relatively simple operation. So a lovely, lovely story to end the week and to wrap up and look at the lighter side of Israel.
Absolutely. It's actually lovely. These are great stories, because I think we tend to forget. I think we are so bombarded with negative news, especially with regard to Israel, that to have some positive stories and just interesting different ones is really fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
But I seldom disagree with you, Howard.
Oh, no, you've got to start doing that more. Everybody else does.
You're in the minority.
Exactly. This is where we love and leave you, Rolene Marks. Have a fantastic weekend. Shabbat Shalom. And we will catch you on the other side. Have a good one. It is 8 o'clock.
Guys.
It is 8 o'clock. Here's your news with Zanati.